Another issue is, though it's even more dangerous, is that there are laws being passed in various parts of the world that prohibit free software. For instance, in the United States, there are now two different laws prohibiting free software in different areas. One of these is the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. This is the law that was used to arrest Dmitry Skryarov because it prohibits the program he is said to have participated in writing, a program that transforms an encrypted ebook into an open public format that you can access in any sort of way. Any free software, in fact, independently developed software might be prohibited by this law, but certainly any free software appears to be prohibited. Free software for certain specific jobs. Now, it's a fairly narrow range of jobs, but they're very important jobs. Jobs such as watching a DVD movie, playing a real audio stream or any other encrypted music format, reading an ebook. Free software for these jobs is prohibited by that law, and I'm sad to say that the European Union has recently adopted a directive doing the same thing, which probably means that the same disgusting prohibition is going to be inflicted on you unless you can manage to stop Poland from entering the EU, which I would certainly want to do. But the even worse prohibition comes from applying patent law to the field of software. It's important to realize that it's not a matter of patenting programs. Oh no. If it were a matter of patenting individual programs, it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't be a problem. But what they patent are ideas. You know, an algorithm, technique, a feature, a data format, some idea that can be described in words. It's always more or less general. And that's what makes it so dangerous, because when you're writing a program, you could get sued for having written it because you used the idea that was patented by somebody else. And nobody can write a useful program without using existing ideas. Nobody is such a genius that he can reinvent the entire field of computing and use no already known ideas. It's simply impossible. And if you could, they would reject your software. The best way to understand the harm done by software patents is to make an analogy with another field, music. And the reason this analogy works is that programs are long and complicated. Symphonies are also long and complicated. And in any program, just as in symphony, many ideas are used. So the result is it comes this, you see, the patent system is supposed to exist for the purpose of promoting progress. But because a program or a symphony is so, patents in those areas get in the way of progress because anybody's work runs afoul. So imagine, say, that in the 1700s of Europe had to sell music by allowing musical idea patents. So suppose that, you know, any idea like, you know, a certain progression of chords or a certain, you know, four-note motif, or using certain instruments together by themselves. Those things and many other things that you could describe in words could have been patented. Now imagine it's some years later and that you are Beethoven and that you want to read and not get sued for. You have to carefully check that to make sure your thousands of musical ideas. And it's going to be much harder to write a legal symphony. And of course, the patent holders would have said, "Hey, well, what's the matter? You have to say our ideas? Why don't you make up your own ideas?" Well, Beethoven, as it happened, had a lot of new musical ideas, as composers go. But he had to use a lot of custom ideas that were already in use. So it would have been patented, so he would look. So you could say, well, why not invent a completely new language of music that uses none of the existing idea? Well, Pierre Boulez said he would do that, and who listens to Pierre Boulez? The point is, if you invent a totally new language of music, it's so unfamiliar to the listeners that it make any sense to them, and they won't listen to it. And it's the same way with this. All applies to software the same way, precisely because a program is very long and complicated and has to use many ideas. So to write a useful program, you must use that are already known. Your monopolies, we already had free software packages that are missing important features or that were driven entirely out of availability, driven underground by patents in the U.S. Right now, there's a big battle over whether to have software patents in Europe. It's extremely important to get involved in this battle immediately, because software patents are terribly dangerous to all programs. In a country which has software patents, writing a program is somewhat like crossing a minefield. It's true that any given step is probably safe, but when you have to cross the whole field, it gets dangerous. At any moment, you might step on a patent which might blow up and destroy your whole project. I don't have time to fully explain the problem of software patents, but I'd like to refer you to the website www.programming-freedom.org. For more information about the GNU project, the GNU and free software, see www.gnu.org. And please do contribute. If you know how to write software, if you know how to write manuals, if you can work on organizing or system administration or anything else that's useful to a project, please help. There's a lot of work to be done. If a lot of us join in, we can get the work done. And now I will be introducing my alter ego. See, people used to accuse me of having a holier-than-thou attitude. Well, they're right. I am holy. I'm a saint. I'm supposed to be holy. So...